Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's a joy to be back together with you again to share the goodness of the Lord, to go into His Word, and to just be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's my heart's desire as we meet together, that as we're focusing our heart and attention on the things of God, that He will minister to us. And that's my prayer for you, regardless of what your day has been like. And I'd like to talk for this broadcast, just a few thoughts on spiritual warfare. Now, there's a part of us that kind of probably just want to groan when we hear that word, because that's something we'd rather not do. Isn't that true? Isn't that something we'd rather not even have to consider? Because you know what, beloved, we weren't meant for warfare. We were meant for the garden. But sin entered, and as long as this world system exists, that is, until Jesus comes and sets up His kingdom, there will be the trials and tribulations that we encounter in this world. Now, when I use the word, there's many different meanings of the world, of the word world, but when I say world, I don't mean just the physical world, because that's the handiwork of God, the beautiful creation of his imagination, all the wonderful mountains and lakes and all the trees of the field, the beautiful natural world, it's His. Even it's beautiful even in its fallen state. But when I speak of world, and in the scriptures we're going to be looking at, I'm referring to the world system, which really is the kingdom of darkness, the ruling power that is at this point in time. Now, Jesus has overcome the works of darkness because of what He did when He was here on this earth. And as a child of God, we can lay hold of what He did. That's only available to those who receive Jesus. Otherwise, in blindness and in an unsaved state, you're really just a servant of the devil, thinking that you're really doing your own thing. But let's go into the Word of God. Let's pray first. Father, I thank You for Your Word, and I ask, Lord, You to open up our hearts and help us to understand in greater and greater dimensions the Word of the living God. We thank You for it. I'd like to begin by sharing 1 John 2, verses 15 through 16. And I love this epistle because John is speaking to those that he's writing to with great love and affection. He speaks of them as little children. And he's sharing profound, deep truths, but there's such love and care and concern within his words. You can just feel it. And he says in verse 15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world," and then he goes on to say what is in the world. He describes what's in it. "The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." And I have to read verse 17. "And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Hallelujah. Beloved, here we have very clearly in the Word that we're not to love the world. And It illustrates what's a part of that worldly view and worldly love, and that is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And in Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20, the Word says, "We're crucified with Christ." Crucified with Christ. That's a very strong word. What does that mean? That means that basically, when you're crucified, you die unto death. Let me just share that full verse. It says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ Jesus liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Praise God. And in 1 John, the third chapter, verse 8, let me turn to read that. The word says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we see that we have an adversary, the devil, and that's why Jesus was manifested. And in 1 Peter 5:8, the word says to be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And Ephesians 6:12, the word there says, clearly we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, that and spiritual wickedness in high places. So it is definitely a warfare that is, it's not about us. It's not against flesh and blood. And Romans 13 and 14 says that we're to put on Christ. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. We're not to make provision for the flesh. So let's take a look just briefly at what these areas of warfare are. First of all, the lust of the flesh. And that covers a lot of areas. So often we think maybe that's just in terms of a sexual manner, but that's not actually true. It's whatever makes the flesh feel good. It could be pride, recognition, addictions like narcotics, alcohol, even food. In fact, food can be a much more acceptable addiction for the Christian. But the food lust, that's a primary area of attack. One, because it's very personal, very private, and no one needs to know. It's just something very personal. I heard somewhere that America consumes 80% of the food in the world. And we've been so prosperous, we've been so blessed, but we also have tremendous percentages of obesity among us. And this desire for the food lust, it always comes when we're weakest. And it's the easiest way that he can, and also most destructive, where the enemy can get at us. Remember, Eve saw the tree on the fruit, and she saw that it was good for food. She was attracted by the lust of the flesh. And remember Jesus' first temptation in the wilderness? What was the very first area the devil tried to attack him? With the lust of the flesh. He said, cause these stones to be made into bread. So I guess the most important thing to consider in this whole area when it comes, for example, to food is, does it control you? Anything that controls you needs to be dealt with at the cross. And then there's the lust of the eyes. That could be sexual, but it refers to all kinds of material things. The things that would be pleasant to the eyes. For example, that's what attracted Eve, and she saw the fruit. It was pleasant to the eyes. And in Luke 4:5, remember the devil, when he was tempting Jesus, he took him and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Let me read that. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, shewed him unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power, will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. But of course, Jesus resisted that. And the third area, and I'm moving quickly now, is the pride of life. And that's the third most common way of warfare that the enemy comes at us with. He's very good at it. Why? Because that was his downfall. He fell for it. And it's characterized by, I want, I desire, I want control. Remember, he said, I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. I will, you know, ascend the sides of the north. And when we allow the pride of life, of pride, of ego to control us, beloved, we're in for a fall. And God wants us to be, that's why the very characteristic of the Lord, there's such humility, and that's how we're to be fashioned. The greatest among us will be as servants. And remember that temptation in the garden when the enemy came to Eve in the form of a serpent, and he was, you know, persuading her to eat this fruit. The final argument was that it would make her wise. It would make her like God. And so, of course, she fell for it. So in all these areas, the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, the pride of life, that they, you know, they're areas that the enemy can just get at us. And we need to be strong in the Lord and to refuse those areas where the enemy knows that we're weakest. Remember, even Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, prove it. Cast yourself down from the pinnacle. But you see, beloved, we have been given knowledge through the Word of God of what our warfare is like. And as much as we'd like to be removed from it, it's a part of our life here and now. But praise God, we're not left alone. We've been given spiritual warfare. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. This is probably the last scripture I'll share with you, is that Jesus was saying, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Just think of that, beloved. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's an awesome thing. It's a fearful thing to consider that of all the multiplied millions on the face of the earth, few are responding to the Master's call. How privileged we are, how blessed we are that we have been given a holy calling, and that through the Lord, through the power of the Spirit of God, we do not have to let the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life control us. We have been given such a privileged position. 1 Corinthians 1, 26 and 27 says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty nor many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Praise God. Power belongs to the Lord. Praise God. Well, let me just close this broadcast in prayer. Father, we thank you for the reminder of your word that if we love the things of the world, the things the world offers, the love of the Father is not in us. But Lord, we thank you that we've put away those things. We've chosen to walk in the straight and the narrow way. We've chosen to follow our Master. And Lord, thank you for your strength in those that are listening, Lord, that the enemy would come. I rebuke the works of darkness. And Father, I cause faith to arise in them, knowledge to know that they have the Word of God to stand on. They have spiritual armament, and they have the sword of the Spirit to rebuke the word of the devil and the lies he's bringing to them, even as you did, Jesus, against the devil. I thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give you our contact information, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I bless God and thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial help.
Till the next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.